Hey there, this is Zawal Abdullah and you're listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles Season 2. So today we are going to speak about very important and relevant topic. Yes, as of concern about our country India, we have a very highly developing and growing pharmaceutical companies and medicines. Moreover, we do can find different types of medicine. So people randomly consume these medicines and we can even find people having malpractice with these medicines and sharing their prescribed medicines to others, like they are giving chocolates. So this may result in injury of your vital organs or any necessary part of your body though. So to speak about this, we have invited a very relevant and concerned person who is on the field of pharmaceutical stuffs, and she is a doctorate in pharmacy. Dr. Mursha Shirin, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Javed, for that introduction. So I'm very excited to do this with you. This is my first time and I'm very excited. And as Javed was saying, I'm part of a pharmaceutical company as a medical advisor. I work as a medical advisor. And here I think I'll share some of my experiences and thoughts on a few common questions that Javed will be asking us.
Yes, sure. So without any delays, we'll give some important informations for our listeners, and yes, we'll go towards the conversation. So yes, the crisp questionnaire session, I mean the conversation session, the first one we are going to topic, the very, very important talk we are going to talk about is common cold. Yes, the name itself having it, it's actually common. It's very common among the people. So doctor, what I want to ask is, why what is common cold, and why it's somewhat starting for all the diseases, and what do you think the malpractices done related to the medicines which people take, and can we elaborate it for our listeners, please?
So as you were telling, Javed, this is such a commonly seen condition that we are also going through the monsoon season, that we are going to be seeing a lot of common cold in our day-to-day practices and in our lives also. So I think it is necessary for us to have an idea about what common cold is, and with the confusions that is prevailing with the COVID symptoms also. So I will put it in a very precise manner, how common cold is affected in a person, and also what are the classic symptoms that also are seen in infectious cold, and how they can be differentiated. So we all know that we all get cold, we categorize it, or we usually express when somebody asks you have a cold, we express it saying that we have a cough or sneezing, or we have rhinitis, or you have a headache, or you have a bulky nose, or something like that, isn't it? So there is very much necessary for us to differentiate between the very acute or the common cold that is been caused to us, between something that is little more serious called the infectious cold. So this line between the common cold and the infectious cold will give us a lot of information when you have to see a doctor for a cold, and also when will you have to take medication. If you can actually understand your own body that this is common and you can vet it off by yourself, or you have to look or see a doctor for it. So I will be explaining how classically you can differentiate between the two. So as the name itself says, it's common. It is not of much severe condition that we have to be concerned about. These common cold are usually caused by viruses, and it usually targets, or it mostly affects the respiratory tract, which we call from our nose, and then it goes to the lungs, and it mostly affects the upper part of it, the upper respiratory tract, as we call in medical terminologies. So this is caused by virus, as I said, and it leaves a lot of symptoms such as cold related cough. It can be dry cough, it can be sore throat, it can be sneezing, it can be bulky nose, it can be ear pain. If you have otitis media, you can have ear pain. You can feel a headache that is related to the pain behind your eyes or something. That can be sinusitis. So these are some of the common things. So when you wake up early in the morning, if you get a sneeze and just like that, you just walk around the whole room to when you're brushing your teeth, and this sneezing increases to 2, 3, 4, 5 and multiple times, and it subsides by the day, or it subsides like in an hour or so. It is usually common allergic cold. It needn't be worried about. But usually when we have small symptoms like this, like headache or a mild sneeze or something, it usually irritates us, right? So what we do is that we tend to go to the pharmacy to get a medication for it. Usually the medications that are given for these things are antibiotics by the pharmacist. The common OTC drugs that are usually given are antibiotics and antihistamines for cold by the pharmacist. So you need not be confused because of these words. Antibiotics are those medications that should be given only for a bacterial infection. Okay. And antihistamines are drugs that are given for allergy, like because of dust or because of something is triggering and making you have a cold, so that medication could be given. So that is not a big problem, or it is not a big culprit here. But the thing is antibiotics when they're given for unnecessary reasons or without even having an infection, without even having a bacterial infection, if those antibiotics are given to you, for example, in common cold, it's viral and the antibiotics are given to you, it's of no use. It is not going to affect in your body, because the antibiotic cannot fight the viral, whereas it can leave some bad effects in your body, such as these antibiotics can go and harm all the good bacteria or the good cells that are there in stomach, and it might leave in a lot of bad bacteria or other infections to come. So without even having a bacterial infection, we are giving making our body more prone to by going and getting a medication or doing a self-medication by yourself, or getting a medication in the pharmacy for that matter. So I am not accusing that all pharmacists are not concerned about this and they give a lot of antibiotics. That is a separate topic that should be discussed. But I think we can be watchful, we can have our eye open, and we can be mindful, and also being in the educated lot, we can ask the pharmacist by saying that, okay, I have a common symptom and this symptom is only persisting for me for these many days, 2 or 3 or so many. So should I even take an antibiotics? Antibiotics, don't give it. So you can stop them. But if you have an infectious cold, there are classical symptoms that will differentiate it, like a fever, or you can have a whole localized symptoms. In that case, you have to look in or go and consult your doctor. So I think it is necessary for us to be mindful about the cold.
Yes, doctor. As you said, so the listeners who have listened to this, and I hope you got some at least basic information. There was a technical term doctor used called rhinitis, and I just want to clear. Rhinitis is nothing but it's your running nose. It's a medical term. So moreover, you just have this in your point. Like, it's take it as a bulletin points. Antibiotics and antiviral are different medications. Antiviral for viruses and antibiotics for bacteria. So yeah. So doctor, thank you for telling all the very, very necessary points for the listeners about the common cold. And the next question, which is very necessary for current situation, how can people can prevent themselves from getting common cold, and what are the home remedies they can take? Because in current situation, you can find people getting scared. Like if you take a statistics for the people who's going to hospital, even just for a common cold, like before the COVID-19 situation and after COVID-19 situation, the graph is totally exponentially, negative exponential. It was a drastic low down of the graph, because people started to get scared. Like, if I just have cough and cold, then government or the medical officers should not think me as a COVID patient and they should not quarantine me. So they stopped going to the doctors and they stopped consulting doctors. So what are you gonna tell them? Help them, like, home remedies. How can they find it out? How can they prevent?
Yes. So as you rightly said, all the situation that has been going around us, like, people are having misconceptions about cold and also about COVID that is commonly seen. Even I look into a lot of people who have the same situation. So yeah, I would like to share from my point, from the knowledge that I and some of the very verified and authentic information that I have been reading from medical textbooks and also very much published medical journals, from expert opinions about what are the preventive measures that could be taken to prevent yourself from having a cold or any respiratory infection for that matter wholly, because we are in Indian scenario, I think we are going to a climatic change now. So I think it is necessary for us to watch out all of these things. So let me share this. In perspective of a drug or in a perspective of a medication, let me comment on this. The first supplement that has been verified or recommended for immune is zinc supplement. So zinc and has been recorded for a lot of immune activity. So this will be a very good supplement that can help people prevent from infections and also allergies for that matter. So zinc is one that tops the list for immune. The next will be vitamin C. Vitamin C is also widely studied, and especially for respiratory infections and in children and for allergies, vitamin C has been widely studied. And this is one of the supplement that has been recommended by the many bodies for that matter for preventive infections in worldwide countries. Okay, so the next is vitamin D. I think vitamin D is a little unfamiliar to us, because we usually know that vitamin D, we get it from the sunlight exposure and all that. But even in India or in countries that are having a lot of, also because of lockdown, I think we're not going outside and getting ourselves exposed to sunlight. And even if they were not locked down, because of the bad effects of the sunlight, usually wear a sunblock or a sunscreen for that matter. So I think the exposure to sunlight is very minimal for us. And this vitamin D is very important for immune. So especially for respiratory infections and for children, especially, they have been widely studied with immune effects. So vitamin D would be the next choice of medication that will be advised by a doctor. But all the three of them, I am not requesting you to go run to the pharmacy and get them and then start having it, because it is different for all age groups, for all conditions. And your personalized doctor will definitely give you the course regime and the dose for these supplements. So please ask your doctor, go to a doctor, and at least on a virtual connect, like a phone call or a video call or whatever, would get the correct consultation with a verified doctor and start having the supplements which can help you prevent from cold and also from COVID and all the other respiratory infections. And the other remedies that can be followed in your own home, like at a very home-based level, is that some food like garlic, including garlic in your food, and then probiotics. That is nothing but like good bacteria, like a lot of fermented food. Like, it can be, if it is South Indian, it can be Italy dosa. If it is North Indian or if it is not Indian, it can be rice varieties, or it can be yogurt, or it can be homemade curd for that matter. So these things, and then gargling your mouth, and including a lot of fiber food, this can all help you and prevent you from the cold and other infections that are going to come in this season for that matter.
So yes, so listeners, I hope you guys have got a proper information through this last question, because this question, the remedies, home remedies especially, doctor said was everything must be available in your home, and you must have heard about it through your elders in your home, and moreover, it is somewhat related to country medicine too. But you would have neglected it because you must be thinking like, okay, how come this small thing is gonna improve my, like, boost my immune system? But yes, it does. So please try using all our medication, like remedies, And please share this educating information to all the people and do share the podcast. And moreover, thank you so much, Doctor, for being part of our podcast and allocating a special time in our podcast session. And for our listeners, I hope you had a great time, and I hope we will have another successful session soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Javed, and the listeners. It was my pleasure to be a part of this podcast. And I would like to congratulate you for posting a lot of relevant medical stuff and also informative sessions to the common people. Thank you so much for doing so. And all the very best, and keep doing this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And listeners, so don't forget to share this podcast, because this is one of very very necessary podcast. And moreover, thank you for listening to my podcast. Keep sharing, as it is available in all 8 different platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor FM, and more. And don't forget to follow me on my official podcast Instagram page, medical_miracles. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles Season 2.